and welcome. It's hour number two of the show. And it's a football hour, the big news in the NFL. No game on Thursday night, so we instead will analyze the transaction. Le'Veon Bell, L. Bell, goes from hell to the champs of the NFL, the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs. So what are the odds that Le'Veon Bell will have a renaissance in a Chiefs uniform? We open up the Maller Sportsbook, and we'll post some odds on that and more coming up here in hour number two.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Ben Maller Show podcast. It's me, Ben. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Ben Maller Show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Old faces in new places. It's football style. Welcome in the beginning of another hour. It's the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond as we bloviate the overnight hours away on the vast Fox Sports Radio Network, emanating live from inside the Magic Radio Box, better known by its nickname, the Geico FSR Studios. And we're glad you have spent some time here hanging out with us. We'll move away from the baseball, and we will move on to football. Now, typically, a football show, a football hour on our show, following a Thursday into a Friday, would be the Thursday night NFL game. There was no NFL game on Thursday night because the schedule was changed to accommodate the COVID-19, and so there was no Thursday night game. The Buffalo Bills were supposed to play in the Thursday night game. I think it would have been pretty amusing if they'd made the Bills play on Thursday after playing on Tuesday, just to see what would have happened. Maybe they would have played better. Tennessee didn't practice, and they came out and played great. Anyway, so this is not about that. Years ago, when I was running a gossip website, I did that for a long time. I had a lot of success with it. And then social media kind of killed it. But when I was doing that as my daily grind, and then I did weekend radio, the gossip website, we had a couple of catchphrases that we believed in on that website. That a rumor is just a fact that has yet to be discovered. And today's rumors are tomorrow's news. Right? We believe that. And often that was proven correct. Both those mantras have held true in this latest NFL news cycle. Now, I think you know where I'm going with this, but possibly not. So at the very end of our last show, I told you in that final hour, there were some rumors that were going around in the overnight that a certain running back was about to sign with Team X, and we named the team. And it was uncorroborated at that time, but it was a juicy rumor. So we threw it out there. Why not? Well, it turns out that it happened. The Kansas City Chiefs have agreed to terms with the notorious Le'Veon Bell, formerly of the J-E-T-S, suck, suck, suck. And he is now headed to the heartland, and he will be hanging out in Kansas City. A one-year incentive-laden contract. Doesn't need much money. The Jets are paying him a ton. And this was the rumor that had been percolating, as we said, around the NFL in the overnight last night. Now it is reality. It is reportedly, as we said, based on how he performs, he will get paid. Incentive laden, which means if he doesn't play or doesn't play well, then he's not going to get much of anything out of the Chiefs. Now, due to the COVID-19 protocols that have been placed in, the Le'Veon Bell, who could play this weekend, he was getting ready to play for the Jets before they fired him. He's not going to be allowed to play. The NFL's saying, no, they're putting the kibosh on that. So Le'Veon Bell will be ineligible to suit up against the Buffalo Bills on Monday. Now, that leaves week 7 for him to make his debut against the Broncos. And that would be his Chiefs debut, assuming nothing wonky happens between now and then. So let us discuss. A lot of publicity. This is a big NFL story the last 24 hours. The question, what are the chances that an abject failure from the Jets, Le'Veon Bell, has a career renaissance in Kansas City? So I'm going to set the odds on this. We like to set odds. We're an amateur sports book here in the overnight. I'm going to set the odds at plus 230. which implies only a 30% chance that this has a really happy ending for Le'Veon Bell. A really happy ending. So I've got golden rules, brainwashing, and indictment. And we will connect all these things together. Now, first of all, Le'Veon Bell has been guilty of embezzlement, right? We walked through this the other day. It certainly bears repeating, but his time with the Jets was, he brings that gangrene stank with him from New Jersey. And if I was the football ops guy, I would politely decline Le'Veon Bell as an experience. Why? Because he has been in the last couple years, his last year in Pittsburgh and the last, because he didn't even play the last year in Pittsburgh, he set out, and then last season as well, he has been more trouble than he's worth in the last couple years. Many football media guys are smitten kittens. They also are ignoring the past. This is a great story. You know, the cliche of the sports writer, they think everything's going to be amazing and wonderful and all that. Well, the great thing about us in sports radio, we think everything's going to be a failure. So it's a balancing out of everything. And it seems like a lot of people who are in the football establishment media are suffering from amnesia. So let me bring up a couple of statistics here that we used the other day. Since the start of last season, Le'Veon Bell has averaged 3.3 yards per carry. He ranks out of 49 running backs that had the proper number of carries. He ranked 48th. There was only one running back who was more inefficient, Frank Gore. As a receiver, he has averaged just under 7 yards, Le'Veon Bell, per reception. That was supposed to be his meat and potatoes, right? His impact as a force multiplier. But only 7 yards, just under 7 yards per reception, which is, out of 132 players who qualified, 125th. So he's in the 125th percentile for yards after the catch and yards per reception and all that. And he has actually been so bad that you would be better off with just a generic running back. A replacement-level player would have been better based on what Le'Veon Bell did with the Jets. Now, one of the golden rules of our show is this. Do not let a falling star fall on you. And until proven otherwise, that is my position on Le'Veon Bell. And I was a cheerleader for Le'Veon Bell when he was in Pittsburgh. Oh, this guy's great. He's amazing. Le'Veon has to show that he's not done, right? Now, the media is like, well, no. The media is like, well, Adam Gase is the reason. And that's why Le'Veon Bell played with rotten, he played like rotten eggs. And he's contaminated by Jets-itis, right? He had Jets-itis, which is a terrible disease. But now he's going to go to Kansas City. He'll go to quarantine for like a week, and then he'll be good to go. All right, now, secondly, think of this in terms of the book that I should have written, Free Agency for Dummies. Right. The Chiefs, their argument, the devil's advocate argument is they're betting very little and they think they're going to win a lot. That's their argument. Right. If they can go into the hot tub time machine and find the pixie dust to get the Steelers version of Le'Veon Bell, then obviously I'll look like a jackass and Le'Veon Bell will be amazing and the Chiefs will be unbeatable and all that will be true. And he'll be another flamethrower for Patrick Mahomes to play with, another high priced toy to play with. I'm not holding my breath here, all right? Andy Reid is taking a flyer on a guy who is known to be highly flammable, all right? He's rolling the dice, all right? He's throwing the dice is what he's doing here, betting that Le'Veon Bell is going to do enough, keep himself out of trouble, and then Andy Reid will have no regrets. But when all is said and done, as the line goes, more is said than done, and Kansas City, this is the interesting test, and I was on our affiliate in Kansas City, 610 Sports, with Bob Fesco on his morning show yesterday, and we talked about this, and the possibility of Le'Veon Bell came up and all this stuff, and this is like an interesting test here, because the Patriots have done this over the years, where they take a guy that's kind of shady and shaky and reputation's not that great, and then they proceed to indoctrinate him. The Patriots call it the Patriot way. So the Chiefs now, they're going to try to indoctrinate Le'Veon Bell into the culture of Kansas City. So let the brainwashing begin. is what I'm trying to say. And we know that Andy Reid loves a good reclamation project. When nobody would get near the puppy killer, Michael Vick, Andy Reid's like, all right, well, bring him in. Bring in Michael Vick to Philadelphia. Back in the day when nobody wanted anything to do with Michael Vick, Andy Reid's like, yeah, I'm good. I'm down with that. Bring him in. So if it works, you're the genius. Everyone says, oh, my God, Andy Reid, how amazing. If Le'Veon Bell turns out to be a Trojan horse, then the Chiefs can quickly hit the eject button just like that and pretend that this entire episode did not happen. All right, just get a little soap and water and you just wash your hands, right? You wash your hands, you move on, that's it. That's all. Now, final thought. So the move to sign Le'Veon Bell, L. Bell, you know what this really is? The most interesting part of this is not Le'Veon Bell, because we'll see what happens with him, but he's been a good player. He's been a bad player. We don't know which one is going to stand out. This is a scathing indictment of Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And I like Edwards-Helaire. We're high on him. We loved him in the opener against the Texans. He ran through the Houston defense there in the opener and just dazzled, right? He was the hotshot rookie out of LSU. He dazzled in the opener, and he has fizzled. Okay, he has fizzled in recent weeks. Now, Edwards-Helaire has been a Jag, but not a Jacksonville Jag. He's been just a guy for the last four games. And clearly Andy Reid, who has been very positive in the comments that I have read out of the Chiefs facility, very positive, rah, rah, we like this kid, blah, 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 about Edwards-Helaire. That is his public position, blowing smoke to the media. His actions are more important than his words, and his actions are saying this guy is not good enough. We've got to bring somebody else in here. We need help at the running back position. Through six games, Clyde Edwards-Helaire has been near the end zone, near the goal line, useless, right? Short yardage, goal-to-go plays. He has had the most rushes, nine without a touchdown on goal-to-go plays this season. So assuming that Andy Reid, we assume he didn't sign Le'Veon Bell to be a bench warmer, and it appears this is going to be a juggling situation, running back by committee, with the hope that Le'Veon Bell will take the majority of the work. That's what it looks like, the early read, as a distant relative of the great Nostradamus and friend of Nostradinus. That's what it looks like. So I would expect Bell to instantaneously, the moment he puts on the Chiefs uniform and walks through that door at Arrowhead, to take over the short yardage situations. That's an obvious. And also, I think he's going to get a lot of playing time here based on the fact that Andy Reid's obviously at his wit's end here with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And it is not even the midway point of the season. Now, it's obvious that Edwards-Helaire can get back into good graces with Andy Reid, but this is a sign things not exactly going as planned, as we thought, after that first game for the rookie running back, who looked like the amazing bug on the rug. Everyone loves those little running backs that just squirt through the defense, and they're fun to watch. All right, here's the Ben Maller Show as we press on. You want to take we'll take your phone. I don't think I took a call last hour. What the hell's up with that? Bad job by me. But I will correct that sin. So we'll have a long segment. We'll take some phone calls here if you would like to fill up the lines. 877-99 on Fox. It is just a trinket. And a starting quarterback in the NFL has been sent a letter, a scathing letter of warning. What did the current starting quarterback on one of the better teams in the NFL this season got reprimanded for something that he was a part of? We will explain that story. We'll take your calls. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. And we'll do it all. And we will do it next.
I'd like to talk about the Houston Astros, who are miserable cheaters.
That's right!
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Damn! Friday!
Thank God it's Friday!
It's Maller 2020, and you can be heard in the democracy of the Ben Maller Show. We encourage and welcome the voice of the people. That would be you. Following the voice of this show on Twitter, he's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most funny sound bites of the Ben Maller Show. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24. And live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Programming note, next hour, lame jokes of the week. Another massive haul of jokes from average consumers, listeners like yourself, some of the funniest people. Now, some of the guys on the show don't appreciate the jokes. I appreciate the jokes. We'll have lame jokes coming up next hour. Excited about that. Also, in a few minutes, a starting quarterback on a team that would be a playoff team right now in the NFL called to the carpet. Right, a letter of rebuke. All right, we will give you that coming up in a couple minutes as well. The Maller Militia chiming in. Your sports source says a D-minus monologue. Ben, clearly the Gascon bad habits are rubbing off on you. No call last hour. I thought you were a man of the people. What's next? Are you going to start doing the show copying Gascon's ugly 80s detective look, smoking a pack of Marlboros? Yes. All right, let's go to the phones because I did not do a lot of that last hour. In fact, I did none of it. Bad job by me. It's almost like Gascon was in here instead of Kevin, who I called Kyle. I'd like to
Either
alert
one
all
works,
our...
don't worry.
Now, Kevin, I'd like to alert all our affiliates that I did take a I don't drink coffee, but I did take a caffeine pill. So, you hear that?
Oh, yeah. The good stuff.
Yeah, right. Remember that, Roberto, back in the day, man? A little sluggish.
It works.
You pop one of these, and you're bouncing off the wall all of a sudden. So I was so depressed by the Dodgers. I had the depression.
All right, well, blame it on that then. Blame it on
now,
that.
Now, a lot of people don't know about Kevin, that you actually had – are we allowed to say on the air, Kevin, or are we supposed to not say that? I don't know.
I'm not sure. I wasn't going to say it myself, but
all right. Kevin had the COVID. You had the COVID, right?
I did. Yeah. I had the COVID a few months ago, actually.
You were the one.
Yep.
Yeah.
COVID Kevin.
It's out now.
COVID Kevin.
COVID Kevin.
COVID Kevin.
COVID Kevin. COVID Kevin.
COVID Kyle. COVID Kyle.
That's COVID Kyle. Yeah.
So yes,
you, and you were like. But you were, like, mostly asymptomatic, right? You were...
Yeah. So, like I was kind of telling you off air a little bit, it was about maybe 12 hours of some sweats and when I was sleeping one night, and that was it. I woke up the next day, I felt okay, had a little cold for a couple days, and I felt fine.
How old are you, Kevin?
I'm 29.
Yeah, so 29. He's a young guy, and we see that. I've yet to see anybody in the NFL, an active player who's gotten it, that has had anything but, you know, asymptomatic.
My pops had it, too. He got it at the same time that I did, and he's 62.
He
was the exact same. He had the same exact thing one night, and that was it. And then we quarantined together, and for a week or two, we were just kind of hanging out, and we were like, this sucks, man.
Now, what about the people on the internet? Oh, you're going to have lingering effects because you had this. Are you freaked out by that? Because it doesn't seem – you seem perfectly fine to me. But
Not at all. I am, not at all. I still live my life. I'm not dumb about it. Don't get me wrong. But
I hear you.
I got to live my life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
All right.
You know.
All right. Well, there you go. All right.
I lived through it.
So Kevin's in tonight. He's been in the last couple nights, doing a good job for us. As Coop is Coop's away. Has Coop been tested yet?
I think Coop's waiting to get tested next week.
He's out another week.
You might be in again, Kevin. You might be in
hopefully,
next week. You
it's either me or Gascon, I guess, right?
Oh, God, I hope it's you, Kevin.
No. This got to be Coop's favorite week producing the show, because he's still writing some of the bits for the show, but he's can smoke as much weed as he wants in the comfort of his home. He doesn't have to worry about it. It's perfect.
Yep.
Right? You know, it's like he's living the dream.
This is
like the kind of thing. It's like, hey, can we set this up for... next week, Coop's going to go on another trip. He'll go to somewhere else so he can come back and do the whole thing. All right, let's go to the phones, and we will say hello to Tammy in Montana. Hello, Tammy. You are next up. Hello, Tammy.
Hey, Ben. So, first off, you said the Dodgers, I mean, I think they're consistently on hospice, so they should run a promotion for ticket buying and supply morphine and Ativan to the people that purchase tickets. Seriously. I feel for you, Ben.
Yeah, I think they should pass out for it. No, for the people that watch on TV, like tranquilizers, you know, so we just calm us down because we know what's coming. We know eventually.
Well, they were actually charging $75 to go watch them from your car.
Oh,
Yeah.
I imagine what that must have been. Imagine the scene at Dodger Stadium with people sitting in their cars.
And watching that garbage.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Wow.
Well, I wanted to say it was great to hear that Philly Rob is tweeting in, of course, all the best in his health concerns for him. And, you know, you wonder why your producers leave. If you can't even remember their names, probably why. And Kevin is doing a great job. And lastly,
I don't know that I would say great. You know, I would say.
Oh.
Hey, thanks, Tammy. You can call anytime.
In comparison to Gagon, okay, he is like Kevin's like Baba Booey at this point compared to Gagon. So he's doing a hell of a job. He's doing an amazing job. Come in.
They just have a different style. Gascon did great on his style, so.
Yeah, his style of not knowing how to screen a phone call on a call-in radio show.
He was great at being bad.
Yes. And then the crazy thing, like, instead of asking somebody, hey, how do I use this? No, we'll just have Maller do caller-free radio for the balance of the show. Jesus.
He tried. Now, come on.
Yeah.
I want to wish Eddie a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Course,
oh, that's right. It's Eddie's birthday.
Welcome, Eddie.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Eddie G.
Happy birthday to you.
And a million more.
That was great of you guys to do.
All right.
And thank you, Tammy. Marcel's, you know why. Thank you, Tammy.
You're welcome, Eddie.
All right.
Marcel's birthday is coming up.
Oh, that's right, Marcel.
Dave.
That transgender Dave as well. How do you know transgender Dave's birth? He was on hold earlier, but he hung up. The schmuck. How dare
you? Oh, he mentioned it, I think, last year, and I thought, he's
you remember Tammy? You right? You must be writing this. All right, I gotta go with Tammy. Thank you though. All right,
all right, bye then.
All right, there she goes. All right, Tammy, checking in. So what are you doing for your birthday weekend, Eddie? Big meal plans?
Oh, I don't. I'm old school. I don't have a birthday weekend.
You don't have a birthday weekend?
No, I just have
one day. That's
just one.
It?
Just one day.
I have a birthday month. December's all mine.
You own December.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm good for like a day or two. You know? But if my birthday is during the week, I wait till the weekend to celebrate. I wait. You know, I'll wait a couple. I'll be like, I'm not going to celebrate. I got to wait till the weekend because I got to put my nose down, one foot ahead of the other foot. You know, that's all I do during the week. But on the weekend,
I'm usually not like a fancy food guy.
For
example, I really don't like Krispy Kreme donuts. I like just the ghetto donuts from the mom and pop place down the street.
The ghetto donuts.
The best.
But there's a world famous place in Hollywood. It's called Hanson's Cakes. All the stars go there and all this stuff. Because you go in there and they've got pictures like just covering the walls of all the stars who have come and bought.
You know what you should do is you should send your photo in, an autographed photo.
I know you should.
You should. I bet they would put it up.
Well, I'm getting a cake from Hanson's. It's so good. God, it's good.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Man.
What makes it so good, though?
I don't know, but it's just amazing. It's like buttercream frosting.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, you go like the white cake?
Yes.
I'm
all about the white cake, white frosting.
That's racist. Okay.
I know.
I got you.
It's that half of me.
Okay. I understand. Well, that's good. Well, enjoy the hell out of your birthday. Eat a big pizza or whatever. You know, calories don't count on your birthday.
Thank God, because I'm going nuts.
Go big. Go big. You only get a certain finite amount of birthdays. You never know when the last one is, so you might as well go big.
Very true.
Go all in.
And I, like, a lot of people in my wife's side of the family, including her, they all literally, I mean, they, like, hate their birthdays. They don't want to, like, acknowledge it. They don't want to party. I'm like, well, guess what? I can't have a party, but a party of me and my wife and, you know, eating all kinds of good stuff. And I want presents and, make a big deal out of it.
Hell yeah.
Don't downplay. You should be proud, man. It's great. Getting older is a wonderful thing.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
It's because so many people don't get to do it. So it's great that we get to live and get older and all. Although I wish I was had a little more hair, you know. But
you can order that.
Yeah, exactly. I should tell Scott, hey, give me one of those. Everyone else has those hair replacement guys. I should get one of those. I don't know if I want that, though. All right, straight ahead. Well, we're going to take more of these calls. We got Mallard of the Third Degree later in the hour. You can call up and kiss Eddie's ass. It's his birthday. And we'll get to that starting quarterback in the NFL that has been called out. Something this guy did got him in some trouble.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
It is the Ben Maller Show, and Baker Mayfield is in some trouble here. The Cleveland Browns starting quarterback, the Browns, a playoff team. Playoffs? Yeah, the Cleveland Browns, believe it or not, would be a playoff team at this particular point. And Baker Mayfield's in some trouble. By the way, if the playoffs started today, the Browns would, they're the number six seed in the AFC, they would play Kansas City in the hypothetical playoff matchup. But I'm guessing it will not stay the same. So what did Baker Mayfield do? He took an endorsement deal with a weed brand, a CBD brand, a couple of days ago, and this enraged a number of NFL players that were very upset. They were furious. And they because it's, you're not technically allowed to endorse as an active NFL player the any CBD brand. And so a note was sent out by the Players Association rebuking this. And they mentioned potential rules violations for dealing with cannabis products. And so the story is that a number of union reps around the NFL, other players obviously from different teams, were very upset how Baker Mayfield was allowed to endorse this CBD company. And they're like, what the hell? What about us? I want to get a piece of that action. So not sure what happens next, if Baker's going to lose that deal or not, but there is some language. It's weird because the NFL's like cool with the weed now. They're not really enforcing the weed stuff for the players, but you can't endorse it, it appears, based on... There's several stories out that I was reading earlier about that. So that the Baker Mayfield sparking some bummed out players in the NFL. Let's go back to the phones now. And now the grim star chart. The grim star chart for Clayton Kershaw. Andrea in Berkeley. She's standing by, the sports sorceress. She's at her compound. She's got her star charts out. She's sitting in a darkened room at a table. Just, I'm trying to paint the picture here, Andrea. You're sitting there. You've got your cosmic hat on, and you've got your cosmic outfit, and you're ready to go.
Yep, sounds about right. Got some incense burning and some sage, and also the fan. It's a little warm here, a little heat wave.
Some other things burning as well there, apparently. I don't know what that is.
That's a good way to put it. Yes. Well, on a happier note, happy birthday to Eddie, and happy Libra New Moon. And, you know, enjoy
your
birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And, Clayton Kershaw, March 19, 1988. He's a Pisces, and Neptune's in Pisces right now, which can be a planet of confusion. And I always say when you have a Neptune transit, it's the three Ds, disillusionment, disappointment, and discouragement, basically. So it's a difficult...
I got a question,
yeah,
Andrew. Well, how come this happens every October? Is it, it's like every October his chart is some Neptune thing, and this is what happens?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you said that, because Neptune is an outer planet, Ben. It moves very slowly, meaning a degree to a year plus it retrogrades. So, yes, it was in effect last year, so good call on that.
Oh, my. Can they move the baseball playoffs to, like, June? Please, for God's sakes, if they're going to keep Kershaw, move the playoffs till June.
Well, I'll see what the baseball gods and goddesses can do, but this transit makes him very vulnerable and, you know, kind of, you know, less energy. It's really not a very strong transit to have in terms of optimism and high energy and enthusiasm now, and inspiration.
Now, Andrea, is there any kind, I know you're into the stars, but do you know anybody that knows voodoo? Can we do like a voodoo thing against the Astros while we're at this year? Because any kind of bad stuff we can do, you know, of course nothing, just mm-hmm. you know, sports radio bad stuff, nothing, you know, right. Really in real life, just in sports radio.
I think, you know, the law of karma, Ben, you know, what goes around comes around. I think they dug their own grave karmically, so I don't think we need to kind of anything in addition to the fact that they cheated and that was bad karma in and of themselves.
That's true. That is true.
So, you know, it should catch up with them, everything else being equal.
I understand. All right, so it's grim for Kershaw. Can you look ahead to next year and let me know? Because if the chart is the same next October, the Dodgers have to trade Kershaw. Well, I got traded.
You know, what's his contract situation, Ben?
They keep giving him new contracts.
Right, right.
Andrea,
yeah.
They had an option of getting rid of him a couple years ago. They're like, no. He's a Dodger all-time legend. We got to keep him around. I'm like, what are you doing here?
Right, right.
I mean, you keep giving him these little three-year deals. He signed a three-year contract. Was it last year or the year before? He's got another... Let me look it up here. I got the contract in front of me here. I'm going to click this here. Clayton Kershaw has one more year. He signed a contract before the 2019 season, so he's got 1 year left, the 2021 season, and then he's a free agent.
Yeah, because they reward players based on past performance, which is the antithesis.
What about playoff performance?
Right.
Reward him for playoff performance.
You know, I saw something about his ERA being super high in playoff games. Someone tweeted that out, and I retweeted it. It was really, over the top, his playoff ERA alone, never mind the regular season.
No, listen, I mean, how come the Giants get Mad Bum and we get Mad Barfer, the Dodgers? How come that happens? I don't understand. It's ridiculous. All right, I got to go, Andrea, but thank you. All right, appreciate that. Virgo in service there. She's got her star charts out. Always a friend of the show and a friend of the Maller Militia as well. We are going to have Maller to the third degree. Maller to the third degree as the show rolls on. We'll get to that coming up here momentarily. But here's the Insta trivia as well. So 231 players have been targeted at least 8 times this season. I am the only player who has netted a perfect passer rating when targeted. Again, kind of a version of the one. I can do the blank thing. 231 NFL players have been targeted at least 8 times this season. Blank is the only player who has netted a perfect passer rating when targeted so far this NFL season. That is the Insta trivia. The answer next.
Only a few rare birds are able to listen to all 4 hours of the Ben Maller Show live overnight, but thanks to podcasting, you have no excuse to miss a second of our unorthodox chatter. Subscribe to the Ben Maller Show podcast on iTunes and give us 5 stars. It's quick, painless, and a noise management. And now live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Pay off the instant trivia. By the way, big news, Eddie. I have been informed now by Kevin that somebody that I used to, when I was an autograph hound back in the day, in Anaheim and used to stalk baseball players and get autographs and sell them, that Kevin knows somebody that I used to know back in that life. So I'm excited about that.
Jim Rafferty.
There you go.
Yep. Great guy.
I had such great memories chasing baseball players around and at hotels and bars and strip clubs. Oh my God. If my mom only knew what I was doing in high school chasing these guys. Oh, it was amazing. Anyway, 231 NFL players have been targeted at least 8 times this season. Blank is the only one who has had a perfect passer rating when targeted. That is the question. What is the answer? And the answers come pouring in here in the magic Twitter machine. Just Josh is going with Alexa Bliss as his standard answer. Marquise Lee from The Legal Tamperer. Don Cornelius from Milkman Mike. Let's see here. We've got Scott in Rhode Island says Jason in the truck's pink yard truck and with the fairies painted on it. Okay, thank you for that. Robert Woods, guessed by Ken. Melvin is going with the Curse of the Bambino. Thank you for that. Larry Fitzgerald from Maddie in the Natty. Cole Beasley tossed out by Robbie, the Mariner fan. Matt, the Warrior Raider Ace fan. What a jerk. He got it right. Bad job by you. Manic Mike is going with A.J. Brown as his answer. Our buddy Sam says Willie Beeman is the answer. Chip in the Q's checks in with Whoopi Pie Blair's mommy. That's interesting. Robin, we haven't heard from Whoopi Pie Blair the last couple of weeks here. I think he maybe called in the beginning of last week, but it's been a while. Robin Minnesota says Rick Upchurch is the selection. Who else do we have? Manti Te'o's dead fake girlfriend from Luke the Vending Guy. Paulie D got this right. Do you have an answer, Eddie? Please.
I'm going to go with Tom Waddle.
Tom Waddle. There's a good name. Believe it or not, from the Las Vegas Raiders, Nelson Aguilar. Believe it. Remember last year? It seems like it was a million years ago. That guy in Philly that was catching. Remember the guy catching kids out of the burning building? And he said he caught the babies.
Unlike
Aguilar, it was one of the great cheap shots of all time. It was hilarious. Anyway, let's get to it. Here we go.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
All right, here we go. What do we got here on the Big Maller to the third degree, Kevin?
All right, Ben. Question number one. There are rumors swirling that Mike D'Antoni may be a candidate to join Steve Nash's staff with the Brooklyn Nets. Ben, there's been plenty of interest in D'Antoni for head coaching positions. Do you see any chance of these rumors being true?
Yes, I do. Listen, Mike D'Antoni hasn't really put roots down anywhere. He's lived like a military brat, right? The cliche, you know, he's accustomed to moving to a new base, different states, countries every couple of years. He's lived, I think, in a dozen cities in his basketball career in the United States and Europe. So why not? And if Mike D'Antoni can't get a head coaching job, and that door hasn't completely closed, then he can keep working. Help out Steve Nash, one of his former star players. He loves New York City. He used to coach the Knicks. And remember, Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant said it's a coach by committee. So how about Mike D'Antoni coach every Tuesday so he can still be a head coach?
Why not?
All right, next.
It's being said that Rajon Rondo is expected to opt out of his contract with the Lakers rather than take the $2.69 million play option he has. So, Ben, do you think the Lakers will pony up and keep playoff Rondo around?
Please, come on, listen. The Lakers are in an interesting spot because Dwight Howard's going to draw interest because he played better than expected. Rondo, I don't know about how much interest he's going to get. The Lakers are over the salary cap. They have to give Anthony Davis whatever he wants. And then after that, they've got to string together some players. The changeover is going to happen. Rondo's not a priority. He's not a core player. He's going to be 35 next season. A lot of miles on the odometer. I hate giving the Lakers good advice, but I would bring in a younger guy. All right, next.
All right, Michael Thomas was expected to make his return last week, but in the midnight hour, he was scratched due to an incident involving a teammate. Ben, this is just the latest instance of Thomas acting up. Do the Saints have a Michael Thomas problem?
No. Listen, you do a cost-benefit analysis. Does your performance outplay your distraction. And as long as Michael Thomas puts up Jerry Rice-like numbers, which he's done so far, you can be a problem child, right? The old line is, if you're good, they will rationalize it. Like, Michael Thomas will be dubbed the rare competitor who keeps his teammates honest in practice when he punches them. If his performance goes down, then he's the troublemaker, the malcontent, he's not worth the trouble. That's generally how this works. But no, he's so good, and he's not going anywhere. They'll put up with it. All right, how'd we do there, Kevin?
You gave the Lakers good advice. I got to fail you, man.
That's true. I know. Keep on going. Bring back Byron Scott.